Okay, I'll call this hearing to order. Chairman Brad Holton, present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We are opening the hearing for case number OR 2025-0012. The applicant is the City of Notice, and this is a public hearing about the boundary line for the area of impact. So with that, I will have the clerk swear us in, and we can go from there.
Michelle Barron, Amber Luter, Arvai Merva, Dan Lister, Jay Gibbons, Michelle DiGiorgio, Dina DiGiorgio, David Porterfield, Carrie Smith, Antonio Coney, George Crookham. If I could everybody raise their right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks for being here. So we'll start with a presentation from Development Services, and then we'll go to the applicant, and then we'll do public testimony. So.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Today I'm going to be presenting the area of impact map proposal for the City of Notice. Would you like for me to go over the background again?
Yeah. Probably because each record stands as its own.
Okay. Yeah, it was state statute 676526 regarding area of impact for cities within the counties was updated during the 2024 Idaho legislative session. Each city was directed to work with the county jurisdiction to either establish, confirm, or modify the current area of impact based on five criteria that were put in place with the updated state statute. Canyon County has worked with each city to bring forward at a public hearing the evidence to support their requested area of impact. A deadline for compliance with the updated Idaho Code 676526 is December 31st, 2025. The County Commissioner shall make the final decision for the area of impact boundaries within their county. The area of impact should be planned for growth and development and should not be used to stop growth and development that conforms to applicable plans and ordinances. Areas of impact should be based on the ability and likelihood of a city or cities to annex lands within the area of impact in the near future. The counties and cities shall review their area of impact boundaries at least every 5 years. The full Idaho State Statute 676526 can be found in Exhibit B1 of the staff report. The City of Notice requests to significantly reduce their existing area of impact on all sides. The original request supplied by the applicant asks for a reduced area of impact with two potential map options. Map 1, which is Exhibit A2, showed a reduction that was approved by the Notice City Council. Map number 2, which is Exhibit A3 in your packets, was created after more reflection on the state law and the five criteria. Just prior to the materials deadline, Notice informed staff that the city's engineer was recommending a third option, and this can be seen in their presentation materials in Exhibit A5. Staff spoke with Mayor Porterfield about the process for submitting a new map at this stage of the overall process. If Notice wants to pursue the third option, a new hearing needs to be noticed. Staff analysis is based on map number 2, as shown in Exhibit A3 in the staff report. The City of Notice's proposed area of impact is 1,111 acres, which is a 7,793-acre reduction from the current area of impact. The city limits that are shown within the area of impact is 637 acres. Per Idaho State Statute 676526-4A, there are five criteria that a city must provide evidence in support of if they are wishing to either establish, confirm, or modify the area of impact. The next several slides will cover each and how the City of Notice has met each criterion. The City of Notice is anticipating moderate commercial and residential growth in the proposed area of impact that has been below compass estimates. A recent approval of 169-unit subdivision will add approximately 490 residents within the next 5 to 7 years. The city has proposed a reduced area of impact that directs the city's growth into areas that are just past the current city boundaries. During the city's presentation, they will speak to the potential development within the next 5 years. The city has some commercial and industrial zoning that runs along the Highway 2026 corridor. There is a rail spur that runs along the same route, lending itself to commercial and industrial growth, as shown in Exhibit A3. Highway 2026 and the Union Pacific Railroad runs through the city of Notice and through portions of the proposed area of impact. The southern portion of the city limits has floodplain areas from the Boise River. The soils in the proposed area of impact have primarily Class 3 soils, moderately suited, and land of statewide importance if irrigated and reclaimed of excessive salts and sodium. There are no geographic factors that would prohibit the growth that is proposed in the area of impact update. Floodplain measures would be in effect per state, county, and/or city code in the areas where there is an existing floodplain. Notice has two critical transportation corridors, Highway 2026, which is referred to as Elgin Avenue, and the Union Pacific Railroad. Highway 2026 connects the city to Interstate 84 on the east and U.S. Highway 95 to the west, both within 5 to 6 miles. Notice Road is within 5 miles of State Highway 19. Notice states the local roads are in fair to good condition with right-of-way widths of 50 to 80 feet. New subdivisions may require upgraded collectors and traffic planning. The city is working on a transportation plan for 2026. With Highway 2026 running through Notice as well as the railroad, staff finds this criterion can be met. The City of Notice anticipates providing municipal water and sewer to the proposed area of impact within the next 5 years. Notice provides municipal water through a two-well system and sewer service through a 20-acre treatment facility southwest of the city. Both have capacity beyond the current 640 residents. Several upgrades have occurred recently. There is a 169-unit subdivision planned for the city. The current water capacity is sufficient and the developer is funding a backup well. The developer may also need to assist with the sewer expansion for the final phase. According to Cannon County School District map, Notice School District currently serves the proposed area of impact to the north, and Valley View School District serves the proposed area of impact in a portion of the south. That can be seen in Exhibit B42. The Notice School District and Valley View School District were notified and no comments were received by the comment deadline. It's not anticipated that the school district will be negatively impacted by the requested area of impact boundary. The City of Notice has police coverage with a combination of contracted services by the City of Parma Police and Cannon County Sheriff Department. A newer 24/7 fire department substation of Caldwell Rural Fire District serves the area and into the proposed area of impact. Fire emergency response times are excellent and backup is provided by Caldwell City Fire through mutual aid agreements. Per state law 676526, in addition to the 5 criteria for the cities to establish an area of impact, there are 3 additional requirements. In the next several slides, I will present them. The City of Notice's proposed area of impact does not exceed 2 miles outside of Notice city limits and does not exceed the area that is very likely to be annexed to the city within the next 5 years. The proposed area of impact encompasses full parcels. The proposed impact area does not cross county boundary lines. The proposed impact area does not overlap with a neighboring city's area of impact. Notification was done as required by code. The agency and public comments can be seen in Exhibit C and D of the staff report. In consideration of the application and supporting materials, staff concludes that the proposed area of impact boundary modification is compliant with Idaho State Law 676526, and the impact boundaries should be adopted as shown in Exhibit A3 of the staff report. Your decision options are up on the board. And I just wanted to mention also that outside of the proposed area of impact, the City of Notus does have a long parcel that has been, I think, is it two parcels that was annexed into the city that actually extended out past their original area of impact. And I will stand for questions.
Chairman?
I have a question on Exhibit B2-7, which is the future land use map. And there are, as we've indicated, map 1, map 2, map 3, which we're not considering, which is fine. But I want to make sure that Exhibit B2.7 represents map number 2, which was the preferred map that you based your staff analysis on, correct?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. B27 is the future land use map for the county. It has the old lines on it.
Okay.
Because that's what's current.
Okay.
C3, Commissioner.
Thank you. I don't know, maps it.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek. So my analysis was based on the proposed area of impact map that is listed as number 2, which is Exhibit A3, if that's what you were referring to.
Thank you. So I've located that.
Okay.
A3 doesn't have close-up details, so I'm trying to reconcile what it is that we had, which sometimes we do look at the benefit of that old map, and then that new area, to reconcile that between what was and what is on A3. It's a little bit challenging for me, but thank you.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, that red line that is on that particular map is the former, the area of impact that is in place today.
Thank you.
Okay, is there any other questions from staff?
I don't have any at this time, Chairman.
Okay. Neither do I. All right, so we'll let the City of Notus present and hear from them.
My name is David Porterfield, 472 2nd Street, Notus, speaking for the City of Notus. And we want to thank the Kenyon County Board of Commissioners and the County Development Services for the privilege of being here this afternoon. I want to briefly address the criteria points under consideration regarding the area of impact before moving to the specific maps. So we're going to just kind of hold the slides for a second as we think about these other things, and then we'll move to the specific maps regarding the impact area. So first of all, the anticipated commercial and residential growth. As has been mentioned, the city is or has approved and is waiting on the final plans to be able to develop, see developed a 169 unit subdivision. That will increase our number of units within the city by 67%. So it's quite a big increase. And the anticipated population growth would be someplace around 490 persons. So we're just going to hit on a wide span, not a wide span, but a few of these things that are looked at as we think about the anticipated commercial and residential growth. So that is a big one for us. But we also see that Caldwell Industrial Development taking place in I-84 2026 corridor has chance of being a very significant impact on Notice residential growth. And so we are planning in the directions of being able to accommodate that. As mentioned also, the commercial development strategic plan is in progress, and we are trying to anticipate the possibility of commercial development within the city, which was a greatly desired thing of public opinion in the last survey done, and we'll be doing that again to be able to determine whether that opinion still holds. Our growth has been very gradual over the decades, and Notice has been below the compass estimates, and the chances are, looking at some of the new growth trends, we anticipate that the coming years may be bringing increased rates, and so there's a possibility that Notice might catch up with some of those compass estimates and be growing a little bit faster pace. Geographic factors, as we think of criteria number two, the agricultural plains around the city are, of course, very rich soil, very good agricultural areas. We have the Boise River floodplain that we deal with, and that provides a few constraints as far as development is concerned. And Notice at this point has not looked tremendously hard at development beyond the river. But the topography is good for development. Features can be both valuable and a little bit complex. And we realize that both ag and non-ag related interests must be considered in transitioning to new economic conditions. So in most cases, the city attempts to guide the expansion of the city into areas as close to the central city area and as close to the city functions as possible. I believe this is in coordination with the county comprehensive plan, and we take that as our basic approach to anything that is proposed. When we look at the third criteria, transportation, infrastructure, and connectivity, as mentioned, Notice is uniquely positioned along the two critical transportation corridors represented by the U.S. Highway 2026 and the Union Pacific Railroad. And we have very convenient connections existing to the other major corridors through the county. And so, again, as has been mentioned, 5 and 6 minutes will put us to I-84, Highway 19, Highway 95, all very good connection situation for the city. With our roadways in the city, we have been working to upgrade and create plans for the improvement of the roads. Last year, receiving a $1.4 million planning and design grant for design of the connector roads, which would include our Notice Road, First Street, Third Street, and Jasper Avenue. In other changes recently, a recent annexation of an acreage south of Highway 2026, starting at Conway Road and extending to Stafford Road, will eventually provide a new greenbelt connectivity, as the developers there have indicated their willingness to go with a greenbelt from the Stafford Road area into the City of Notice. City request that the AOI be observant of the centrality of Notice in the transportation connections of the Northern Canyon County and provide sufficient expansion potential to serve the future growth. When we think about the areas where sewer and water are expected to be within 5 years, though the expansion is not totally predictable, the following areas are possible candidates for system expansion in the next 5 years. First of all, we have the Conway Ridge subdivision, which is lies east and north of town. That is the one that has the 169 units proposed. Then we have a small area of expansion to the east on Purple Sage Road, east of the Notice School District, where one or two units could possibly be developed there. The school area also is another place where there might be additional growth. That's on the north side of town. And so we allow for the fact that there may be expansion that the school wishes to. Further, the city is beginning plans with the library board for the development of a new city library and combination community center in the center of town. And then on a 12-acre parcel to the east side of town, lying between Connor Road and Highway 2026, is an area that is a commercial zone and is ready for development. And finally, as mentioned also, the newly annexed area south of Highway 2026, moving toward Hop Road and Stafford Road, terminating out at Stafford Road, is an area that we also expect to see possible development within that 5 years. So with the exception of the city library and community center, all of these other projects that I've mentioned are developer related and to be developer funded projects and will not be funded by city dollars. When it comes to the criteria 5 and other public service district boundaries, of course there are a lot of benefits that are received by the city from multiple agencies around us, and the city just seeks to maintain constructive relationships and contribute to the mutual benefit of all of those agencies that are active in the county. Now to speak to the discussion of the area of impact area, we want to go to slide 2 now at this point. The request for revision of the area of impact has gone through, as mentioned, multiple iterations in a short period of time as we've tried to figure out what would be the best approach to the state code and the adequately describe at the same time where we feel the evidences of growth indicate reasonable area of impact inclusion. So slide 2 here just reminds us of the fact that the city of Notus predicted population for the year 2020 was at 990. We didn't make it. So looking in the future with this new development, we will be coming very, very close to that kind of population figure, but we're just about 10 years behind. Not knowing what's going to happen, we do feel like there is a reason for us to be prepared for that increase of residential growth, and so that will be part of our great consideration as the time goes forward. So slide 3, I think that might have been 3 there actually, but we want to look at the map, the current outline of the AOI, and this, as you can see, has borders set at Howe Road on the south, Iverson Road on the west, Ten Davis Road on the north, and Stafford Road on the east. So it is true that on August 15th, 2025, the city submitted 2 maps for consideration of AOI reduction. The initial one was a thought of reducing the area of impact to Boise River Road on the south, Iverson Road on the west, Galloway Road on the north, and Hop Road on the east. That would have been a fairly significant reduction, under consideration of other information we were receiving at that time, we thought that it would be best for us to be open to a greater reduction, and we submitted on that date also a map that spotted 4 segments within the immediate city limit area that we figured would be open to the consideration of development services as to the kind of version that might meet the state expectations. So those 4 areas have encompassed a very small area, we believe, and because of that, we'd like to share another proposal that has been made, because since that time, our engineer has advised that an amended map would be a good thing to submit. The area recommended by this map encompasses those four small sections around the city limits, but takes in a previous boundary on the west, talking about Iverson Road, staying at Galloway Road on the north, and shrinking the boundary coming from the east to a line proceeding from Galloway Road toward the halfway point between the current MODIS boundary and Hop Road. So that extends kind of a jagged parcel line through that pathway to Stafford Road. So the reason for that recommendation is that the area has been annexed south of Highway 2026, and our city planner has been involved in talks with the company interested in development in the Stafford Road area. Prior to this submission of our information, we did not know that activity was taking place. A sense of development here could affect the north side of 2026. The planner recommends the expanding the area of impact to accommodate the area that's already annexed, plus a thin border north of Highway 2026, extending to Stafford Road. So this is a project that is still tentative, but would depend on applicant funding as far as its progress to be concerned. We do want to let the board know that the city is not trying to be involved in land grab contest regarding our surrounding area and neighborhoods that are encompassed there. The city is working on the basis of owner interest and of owner change of use. And so we look at those as the basis for our consideration of any annexation or development that would be taking place. However, we would comment that the recommended area of impact involving those four numbered sections that are tightly adjacent to the city boundaries, and as mentioned, comprise approximately 600 acres, is not totally representative of a significant fair impact area around the city. So the city of Notice request is that the if the County Development Services has any latitude in amending the original published version from the August 15th submission, the city would appreciate its consideration of definition of the AOI to be shown on this map, which includes those four areas of numbers slots right close to the adjacent city boundaries, and the jagged area that extends out to Stafford Road. So what that would mean in the total overall change in area of impact as we go to the next slide would show us that the existing area of impact comprises 8,880 acres, and the proposed area of impact would be 3,024 acres, which is a total difference of 5,856 acres. And so we feel like this would be representative of a good area of impact that reflects the movement of the city's expanded annexed areas at this current time. But in either case, the city will comply with the processes necessary to function according to the state and county directives and to seek to be a contributing partner to the overall health and welfare of the county in whatever ways are necessary for us. So we thank you for being able to share these things with you this afternoon, and stand for any questions.
Questions?
compare the parcels that are extending to the southeast along along the highway there, have you had conversations with them? Like, they are looking at potential change of use, as you mentioned, within the next 5 years? Is that why you've included them?
Yes. At this point, I don't know all of the details of what their plans are. Our city planner has the most immediate contact in regard to those, but we know that there is one company already looking at development of a portion of that, and if I understand correctly, it's very near the Stafford Road intersection. And so because of those possibilities, we think that it is important for the city to be looking at that as a part of the area's impact.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chairman,
yes.
Can I piggyback on that? So I know that you can't probably at this stage talk a lot about it, but is that developer looking at extending the sewer and water and services then? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
It's my understanding. It's my understanding that it has been asked of the developer or recommended that he provide water or a new well at the location. But if you would like, I can have our city engineer speak a little bit more particularly to that.
Okay. But you don't have anything in writing on that?
This is very, very, very new information that we're dealing with, actually. And so I don't know the details, and we won't know all of those details until an application comes to the city office.
Good afternoon, Antonio Conti, city planner, city engineer, for notice. The conversation came in. The corridor between notice, between 95 and 84 is getting a lot of interest lately, thanks to the city of Caldwell expanding. So there's a developer that came in. He was asking possibility of annexation, since across the street is already annexed. And the conversation came about on, yes, you can have water, but you need to put a new well, a new line coming into town. That's due more of engineering water quality. If you're on a dead end line that far out, you're going to have water quality problems. And it'll be required for a lift station to go back to our lagoon system. So the conversation are there. At this point was a pre-application meeting, and that's as far as it went.
Okay.
We haven't seen anything in writing yet.
Okay. Thank you. And then, Chairman, I need to get clarification. I'm looking at information that was provided earlier. So notice is current, I guess, the city limit, 637 acres. Just going for a head nod.
Yes.
Yes. And then the number of acres would go up 526 acres to 1,100 on the proposed, but that's map number two. Map number four, which is the most latest, is the latest proposal that you've made,
right,
would encompass 3,024 acres. So that's a 2,000 acre increase over map number two, correct?
Yes, correct.
Still a reduction from your original area of impact, so
almost 9,000, correct.
Okay, and that's why I was confused earlier. I'm looking at trying to reconcile that, which is fine. We're in a workshop. Some of these, I will give credit to Marty Watson, they're a little bit hard to see. The legends on them are really difficult, but thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
Chairman?
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think the board participated by writing a letter to assist with the transportation grant that you received, that you said would help in your overall. So refresh our memories. That's been number of months ago, maybe last year, on where, because this is an extensive area that goes out from your city center all the way to Stafford Road. I know that it, I don't think it includes any more road widening or anything, but tell us what that grant does on the transportation component for your city.
Okay, yes, the transportation grant that we received is for roads that are within the current city limits of Notice. And so we're concentrating on the collector streets, which would be mainly the north-south streets that connect to Highway 2026. Also included that in that is an east-west street that connects all of those three streets and provides across traffic flow for those roads that, that do connect with the highway. So we appreciate your letter of support. That was a grand experience for us in terms of the approval of that, that grant, in that it gives us the opportunity to update and upgrade the current streets that are the most traffic used. So instead of roads right now that have no curb and gutter, we'll be able to get into curb and gutter. We'll be able to probably have a continuous sidewalk that will go at least on one side of each of those streets. Still a little bit of that still to be planned and approved, but the potential width is there for that. The streets themselves, as far as traffic surface for vehicles, will increase by a few feet, but not anything large like a 15 or more of that. It's going to be confined pretty much to what the current right-of-way is, and made possible, like I said, to get some safety protection things for pedestrian traffic, as well as the improved services for the motor vehicles.
Thank you so much. I do want to be respectful to Commissioner Rossi. I will have a question. I have another question, but I'm going to defer to Commissioner Rossi. When I met with you probably back in 2019, I appreciated the time that you gave me. We were talking about economics, jobs, building parcels, things like that, and it was a much different climate at that time. So I think at that time you said that Notice, because of the large-scale ag out there, I think you had one building permit that was available. So it's a significant change now going from the subdivision that you're talking about. But I'm just stating maybe the Captain Obvious moment that because of Caldwell's North Urban Project, that will afford jobs and potentially a rural environment. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that where you're looking at this residential development component, that people will be far enough out from the city limits of Caldwell that they will look for a rural community to settle when that gets built out? Help me understand your...
Yes, Commissioner Van Beek, I think you've expressed it very well. It is our understanding that we're going to be impacted by the expansion that Caldwell is making there. And from what we understand of the potential number of jobs that will be accompanying changes to come along there, we would anticipate a need for people to seek housing in a relatively close proximity to those jobs. And in that sense, Highway 2026 just offers us a super close connection for people that might be seeking that kind of place. And so timing is, I don't know exactly how fast things will develop for Caldwell expansion there, but the timing is still relatively common, I think, in terms of the five-year forward look at this point. And so we would hope that new subdivision would be able to provide homes for some new people on those lines.
Thank you. And that was one of the concerns that you had as mayor, is there was not a lot of opportunity for the job. People were seeking jobs, obviously, outside of that community that lived there, because there just wasn't a lot of economic growth in that area of the county, and now that part is changing.
Perfect.
Thank you for just allowing me to question you about the change in those 6 or 7 years. It's significant.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a time for rebuttal at the end. All right, let's hear from people who have signed up, please.
Michelle DiGiorgio.
Mr. Chair, can I mention something real quickly, just so we don't get off? So the reason that I provided the direction I did to the mayor about that we would have to renotice is because that area that shows up to the southwest is outside of the original area of impact. None of those people were noticed.
To the southwest.
I'm sorry, did I say southwest? I meant southeast.
Did. Okay.
So the lake that kind of goes down below,
okay,
where they have the annexed piece that goes down, the annexed piece even extends out past where we noticed, because the area of impact ended before it went out there. So
can you turn around, stand up, and just show us with your finger where that line would approximately be of the noticed and unnoticed?
So I believe it runs right along here. So there's all of this area here was not noticed.
Okay.
Right.
What a point of clarification is a second. Go ahead and come on up, Dave. Did you have a point to?
Yes, I'd just like to acknowledge that Michelle's correct in the map there. We attempted to alter the map, and an altered map did not get included in our material. And so we tried to cut that off at the intersection of Stafford Road, as far as our proposal was concerned.
Okay.
But our map did not, unfortunately, get included in that.
So, point of clarification, for the sake of discussion, you would be amenable to, in concept, to cut that off at Stafford and move that back around to the original area, so that map would include everybody that had been noticed, and it excludes the area that they were not noticed. You would be okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, come on up and state your name and address, please. Thank you for your patience.
My name is Michelle DiGiorgio. I live at 322 Notice Road. First of all, commissioners, thank you so much for being the deciding board, so to speak. Notice has been going through growth pains for many years. I have lived in Notice for approximately 34 years. I sat on the city council for 16 years. This northeast annexation was totally done against the community's wishes, with the mayor stating not once but twice ex parte with the developer at the beginning of the public hearing, whereat a counselor, Steve Alborn, also said that he had ex parte because he had gone to high school with the developer. Excuse me, for I'm a little bit frazzled, I guess. For the ex parte, not once but twice that the mayor admitted at the beginning of the hearing, and then of course Alborn admitting his, I was so bewildered and so, because for the last 5 years of my sitting on the city council, the attorney and the mayor were constantly telling me, no ex parte, no ex parte, no ex parte. I mean, they were hammering it on me. At any rate, that's besides the point. What I want to know is if this development and these annexations are so great and grand, how come our representatives have not said to the developers, you will not shovel one piece of dirt until the city limits of notice have been curbed, storm drained, and the sidewalks with good streets? I know there's an awful lot of developers out there that have, well, you know the numbers, you know the acreages. So it's like, who's looking out for us? I don't think our city council and mayor are looking out for us. And that same public hearing, they had a tie. And the mayor had to make the tie. And of course, he voted yes for the annexation. We all know there's got to be growth. We know that. The world is becoming one with all countries. We see it on the news. We don't know what to believe because there's so much deception since the beginning of time, right? Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So
I think we all want good. I believe that with every fiber of my being.
Sure.
But I also know with every fiber of my being, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit lives in each and every one of us who choose to have Him live with us. And God knows. God knows the truth.
Okay,
and
okay.
That's it.
You need to address the board.
Sorry.
I need to ask you a question.
Yes.
Your time's expired.
Oh.
I need to have specifically your opinion about the proposed area impact borderline.
I think it's ludicrous considering our water is not that great in notice, but that's all due to the fact that we didn't want to rejuvenate and renew our water tower. We, for whatever reason.
Okay. Okay, so you're against the border, the proposed borderline.
Yes,
okay.
They can't take care of the 670 that they have.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to take, unless we hire?
Yeah.
But our finances can't do that.
Yeah, okay.
And by the way, it kind of behooves me as to how we can have a city clerk / acting city treasurer for the last year.
Yeah, that's not what we're here for. We're,
oh,
we're
okay.
Here on
I'm
the
sorry.
Area
I guess I was,
of impact.
I was trying to find out.
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. I have one question for staff. So
okay.
The criteria that we've lined out, there's been included with the submission of this staff report a citizens against the annexation. I know that's not what we're talking about, but does this relate to what the testimony is that we're hearing today, or help me understand why that's been included with the staff report?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bambi, could you repeat your question, please?
Sure. I am looking at it's, see if I can find it. It's just public comments. So you received in public comment request a petition, Citizens Against Annexation. So where the criteria doesn't specifically include that, was there a need to include that because it was related to this case number? Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bambi, if it was received by the materials deadline, it was added to our public record. I did respond back to the person that submitted it and confirmed that this was not going to be about annexation, that it was about the area of impact,
it is a planning tool essentially for the cities.
Thank you for the clarification. Thank you for being here.
Yes, and another thing, the Northeast annexation was done by public hearing with, I don't know how many people, very, very many of the citizens, and it was passed with the tie vote. And the last annexation that they had, there was only like maybe five people that showed because, well, obvious reasons, I don't have to say.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dino DiGiorgio?
No need, okay.
Carrie Smith?
Carrie Smith, 17741 Linden Lane, Caldwell, Idaho, 8607. Hi, and thank you. This is a little bit confusing because there's so many maps and we don't really know which one, but, and it's hard because it's hard to testify when we don't really know which map you're going to consider, by the way. So, what I will say is, I think that Notice just tried to do a really good job of talking about their ability to annex. What I would encourage you to consider is, does the city have the ability to maintain those large areas? Those are very long, sprawling areas, and especially as Mr. Chairman Holton knows, once a developer pays for annexation of sewer and water lines in perpetuity, the city has to pay for the roads, the sewer, the water, like forever. And so I think that it's important to consider that as their ability, and can they do that? Commissioner Van Beek, you alluded very importantly to jobs. There's also no health care in that community. That is an essential service. And so I think that Notice, I encourage or I support their efforts to grow, but there's a lot to consider about healthy growth for that community. The last testimony about the lack of curb gutter and sidewalk and streetlights, those are important for the health and well-being of children growing in that community, let alone older people. So I don't know that we've heard a plan for that. And so we were very supportive, we being Growing Together, very supportive of the staff's recommendation on this one, which included the map that we were looking at. We understand them wanting to plan for growth along the highway on the north side as well. I think that portions of that we could wrap our head around, but there is some massive farm ground through there, which we are very big on talking about the cost of services and agriculture and commercial and industrial subsidized residential in a big way. And right now, that is a net tax positive for our community, having that amount of agriculture in that area. So I would encourage, like you've been doing probably for this community, to go back and provide a new map that can scale back a reasonable amount that can likely be annexed and they can manage for the maintenance of. That's it.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, thanks.
George Crookham?
George Crookham, 22604 All Vista Way, Caldwell. Agree with everything Carrie said. What I would add to that is I heard a lot of maybe, possibly, we're in talks. If, highly speculative, does not fall within that 5-year term. I'll stand for questions.
Is there any of the four maps that have been discussed, is there anyone that you would lean towards?
We really liked A3.
A3.
Exhibit A3.
Okay.
I think that would be their second map. Is that correct, staff?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with the blue outlines of 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm. A3.
Yeah, that's A3.
Just so I don't have it in front of me, so
right. Okay.
I'm not trying to be coy.
No, That is A3 that I showed you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Antonio Conti?
He's already asked me. I said the engineer.
That's it.
Okay, is there anyone in the gallery who came in that I didn't notice that would like to give testimony on this application for notice? All right, last call. Okay, is there anything from notice that from the city that you would like to come back up and address any rebuttal on the public testimony?
No thanks.
Okay, all right. Okay, and staff, is there anything else that you'd want to say during open testimony time?
Mr. Chair.
No, okay. All right, how would the commission like to go forward? Would you like to close public testimony? Would you like to debate for a while before you do close public testimony? We have four maps.
Could we just make up our own?
Then that makes five maps. I think that the map for the way it was presented with the area of people that were not noticed would, if you're going to discuss it, I would like to agree for future discussion that we are taking out the very southeastern lobe of that area that they were not noticed in for public hearing. Do we agree for
yes.
the sake of conversation? Okay, all right. So,
And Chairman, may I make a suggestion?
Yes.
The deadline on some of this, on all of this, is December 31st. There's a lot of information here. And there are, to Mr. Griffin's point, a lot of variables that don't have any firm boundaries around them. There's on map four, I agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
But I also think that on this, that same map, there's a lot of ag, Conway Road North. I don't know what that crossroad is because it's not listed, but parcel three, that's part of that area of impact map two. I wouldn't want to extend it that far, but again, this is large scale ag out there. I hear a lot of things. I think Caldwell is trying to negotiate their North Urban Renewal Area. That's been introduced, and so I can say that I think that has been a slow start, and they are probably lagging in their projection of where they would be at on their feasibility study, but that's not to say it's not a great plan that can't take off. So there's a lot of ifs in there. I don't disagree that exhibit A3 map is probably the most reasonable one. However, if we put a time extension on this, there could be a possibility of evaluating additional areas. It seems inconceivable to me that map number four, that they would be able to service that kind of an expansion. But those are we get the privilege of processing externally here and generating discussion. We hope other people find it interesting.
I think that I would note on the record at least what is being negotiated with Caldwell is perhaps a reduction in that northwest corner of their area of impact that barely shows on this page that's on display. That was the old original areas of impact, and they've been challenged to modify that. Whether they will or they won't, but they've
right.
been challenged to come back to the board.
That is correct.
With that area reduced.
And
so I think that impacts notices, rush to move to the southeast along the highway, because I don't see current potential of Caldwell moving along as quickly as they might have had.
Chairman, which map are you referencing when you said that the TIF?
It's on our screen. It's on our monitor.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So that's right at a mile-ish.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm in favor of approving what's on the screen, knowing full well that if any of those parcels in the southeast across the road actually come to fruition for development, they just annex them because they're contiguous. So I don't need another map to include that.
Okay. So you're proposing
just approve what's on the screen.
So we're approving Exhibit A3, the center packet. Then.
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Van Beek, do you have input or comment on that?
And that's not a bad suggestion. That Commissioner Brooks is correct, that contiguous parcels can go through a voluntary annexation process that doesn't limit them. So then you've provided a different caveat that was a learning moment for me. If there's areas outside of that that I guess want to annex, they can get a municipal agreement. Maybe you could restate that, but maybe it's not relevant. There are ways for a city to grow if there's interest, and the onus would be between the city and the developer to provide services so that burden doesn't fall on existing residents.
Okay. Here's my personal issue. And the county has chosen to do this at the beginning of this new state statute, and we chose to burden the significant amount of the cost, believe it or not, in reviewing all of these areas of impact and moving them down. I think that I feel more comfortable to, at this point, lock them in and have it known, and then if they see a significant desire to do that, that would also be an issue of how they would fund that with a future development to increase that area if they could come and demonstrate that they have the utility capacity to do that. I'm trying to balance, my problem is I'm trying to balance the municipal need compared to, in my personal opinion, very, very prime farm ground. And I think I appreciate map Exhibit A3 because it's very conservative. It's growing from within out, and it's not leapfrogging, and it's not a land grab. And I think it's defendable, and I think it's logical. I think utilities can be extended to those areas within reason without incurring great debt to any of the existing residents. So with that, I would consider to dialogue about what Commissioner Brooks said is to consider the Exhibit 3A.
Chairman, I think that the argument for that and the presentation of what the potential is in there, should this area develop faster than anticipated, but it's also conservative, and as you indicated, it's contiguous, they can provide services there. That is a stretch down the highway. I see two parcels that are part of the notice, city limits. This will help connect one of those, but it's a little bit of a spot development. It looks like a long rail, but I could live with that. I would be in favor of that.
All right. Does staff feel that they have enough of our dialogue to be able to construct SCOs?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I believe so.
Okay. All right. Is there an attempt to draft a motion, or do we need more dialogue?
I'm waiting for the cheat screen.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner
yes.
Brooks, I would probably add in there that it's map exhibit A3 in that motion, even though I don't have that on there.
Okay.
And potentially a discussion on chapter 9. If you want to just replace the map section or as you did with
Wilder. That's the only thing I feel comfortable with, is just replacing the maps section of chapter 9. I don't feel that the public's been properly noticed to be modifying any of the agreements that are within chapter 9 of how we deal with the area.
I'm in favor of that, Chairman.
Do we do either one of the additional motions then?
Yeah, we'd need the additional motion option one.
Where we're just approving the map?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first one?
Second, if you're planning on just replacing only the map.
Yeah.
Leaving the agreement in place, replacing the map is option two.
The Mr. Chairman, I move to approve OR 2025-0012, City of Notices, Area of Impact with Map, Exhibit A3. Finding the application is compliant, does meet the required criteria for approval under State Law 67-6526.
All right, discussion or a second?
Chairman, I will second that, but can we amend the motion to include the additional motion option at the same time, or does that have to be a second motion?
No, it's encompassed within the motion.
To also replace Canyon County Code of Ordinance 091311 with the approved AOI map.
I second.
You were correct, Commissioner Van Beek. That was technically right. I was wrong. Okay. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. I would move that we assign staff to bring back FCOs and a cleaned up map of the exact area that we've just seen off of exhibit A3, but clean it up and have that for us at a future date that we'll put on the agenda for the board to approve and consider the FCOs that go along with this decision. So that's my motion.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there anything else for this application?
Chairman, I move
to
adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned for this application. Thank you.